If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Matthew Stephen Marr.
Yes.
Spelled with a V, which is that weird way. Do you now and forever fully repudiate saying that Papa Plath was hot?
You know,
you're under oath.
He had those muscles in the gym and he was working out, but they focused on that face where it looked like
that
he was
face.
Shitting his pants, and that did it. I felt like I wanted to vomit in my
Hallelujah.
Mouth.
Hallelujah.
That did it. That did it.
Just for clarity, you were incorrect at saying he was hot before.
No. I'd say he's changed. I was incorrect.
Thank you. Okay. Everyone out there needed to hear that.
Also, the way he behaved at the end didn't help either. But we'll get to that.
When has behavior ever changed you from thinking someone's hot?
Or you. It takes a, you know, that says a lot. It takes a lot for someone's behavior to affect you and I so much that we still don't want to fuck them.
Yeah.
Because think about the shitty guys we've talked about on this show that you would still have sex with.
I don't know. They're, ugh. It's a fine line for me. When they're dangerous, that still makes me want to fuck them. Before, if they try to act like nice guys, is even worse because I don't want to fuck a nice guy.
I mean, I have a little bit of a love is blind problem, but you definitely have a love after lockup problem.
That's true. when they're a little dangerous,
yeah,
and you don't know if you're gonna get hurt or may not make it.
That's poodle.
This is Welcome to Plathville.
Welcome to Plathville.
Season 5 of Welcome to Plathville.
Is this the dagger that I see before me?
Is this
me?
A dagger?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because it's wrong. Quoting the Scottish play.
Oh.
Is this a dagger I see before me?
Yeah. Macbeth?
Yeah. We just don't say the name.
I thought you can't say the name in the theater.
Again,
not
this
say the
is,
name at
my
all.
House is basically a theater. I am that superstitious about theaters things. But yes, well, the title character of the Scottish play says this.
Your bedroom is a theater.
I'm like Sarah Bernhardt in there.
You are.
as what you said one time, they're like, oh, yeah, I love her. She's so funny. When her that lesbian comedian, I'm like, that's Sandra.
Sandra, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about maybe hit you with, do you know the Scottish play? Do you know where this comes from? Like, this is,
I read Macbeth like in middle school, so I don't even remember.
You read it in middle school?
High school, one of those.
Probably. That's one very violent. But you know what? We read violent things.
I also remember I sang a choral piece. It was like a weird choral piece once about Macbeth.
Bubble, bubble, twirl in trouble.
It
from
started
the
out like, one night Macbeth went for a walk. It was scary being out after dark. Then he met these three witches a-brewing up a plot that would
what?
Be his undoing. For he knew it, he was in over his head. Something, something, something better off dead.
And then why would someone write a choral piece?
I don't know.
Mickey Mousing the plot of Macbeth.
And then I remember the basses. We went, double, double, toil and trouble. Hey, Macbeth, beware. And then the whole song ended. It said, but they were talking about all the plot, but to his chagrin, Macbeth was born cesarean and ruined all his mayhem.
No, Macbeth, Macduff was from his mother's womb, untimely ripped.
Or Macduff. So, Macduff
was the one who killed him because the witches says, no man born of woman may...
Technicality. Literally, technicality.
My mind is blown.
I'm sorry, go over
after hearing that. No, I just want to say what this is happening is at the point in this where in Macbeth where this happens, it's even hard for me to say it.
You could say Scottish play, that's fine. I was just there were some non-theater people.
No, this tells you how it's ingrained in me.
What is that behind you?
Exactly. There's going to be a flat that falls on me.
Possibly.
So I have enough props in my house to be a theater. So
true.
This is where Macbeth is imagining there is a dagger. Because he's so kind of overcome with guilt for murdering Duncan.
Oh, I remember that part now.
So it's interesting that they're using, that production is using this, and you don't know who they're talking about, who's either mm-hmm. overcome with guilt, who may be imagining things. It's very, very interesting. I think production definitely has a point of view this season.
Mm-hmm.
Because this episode was a hit job on Olivia. Holy shit.
It was, but I wonder if, you know, I've talked to some sissies that have been watching it, and just, I think people are going to feel very split. I think they want us to know, who do we believe?
Who's they?
Production.
Okay.
I think they want it to be debated. Who do we believe? Olivia, Mama Plath, like who's...
I didn't think there was much of a doubt who production believes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but I'm saying this is only first episode. We don't know how they're setting up.
That is true.
I mean the because if this is the first episode, this is going to be setting up probably the arc of who will be proven wrong or right. Or I still believe Olivia. I actually do believe Olivia.
I kind of do too. The only thing I had an issue with is I think if the kids knew something, if like Mariah said, that wasn't the whole story. She picked and chose parts of the story.
Mm-hmm.
So do I believe Olivia that she used Ethan's, Mama Plath used Ethan's credit card? Yeah. But I think there's more to it. Otherwise, why would the kids want to share it?
Yeah, I have a theory about that too, which we can talk about when we talk about the plot of this show. Real quick, y'all, we want to remind you, this is September Fully Loaded.
Fully Loaded.
We are kicking it off this week with so much content for you. This, y'all, this is going to air. Not only are you going to get Welcome to Plathville, but you're about to get all of Selling the OC is going to drop. Just a day after this, right?
On the 9th right? At midnight. Yeah.
So normally we're going to try to get Plathville out a little earlier. We're working on getting screeners to that currently. We're having you watch it when you watch. So
it's our recording schedule.
right we now. Would like to get this out by Wednesday to you. We're going to work on that. We're doing our best.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to let you know that that's happening. Also, some of you you've already talked about Love is Blind After the Altar. Get ready because Love is Blind Season 5 is coming at the end of this month.
All 4 episodes will be out for us September 23rd. Those 4 episodes drop on Netflix on the midnight on September 22nd.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Uh-oh. Poodle doesn't have COVID. He's just coughing.
No,
he tested
I'm
again.
Just extremely phlegmy and yeah. Allergies.
Which I did. Yeah, and I have COVID and I'm fine. I feel fine. No cough at all. Go figure.
Yeah, you're fine. You're just riddled with COVID.
I am.
My immune system's strong.
Again, I'm still going to say this. You've been fucked by a lot more people. The pathogens in your body, you could probably cure Alzheimer's and we don't even know.
Just a little bit of my blood.
Just a little bit of your blood. Hey, you got MS, Poodle's got the cure. Who knows? You could have cured my father. Yeah, thanks a lot, Poodle.
It's like Penn Station in here. There's a lot of people pass through.
Yeah. That's more like Grand Central.
Greyhound Depot.
Ooh. So we want to remind, so with all of that fully loaded content, anything Love is Blind is going to be available for the $5 tier. This is a free feed, a public feed show. We're putting this on public feed. This is a try before you buy. This Welcome to Plathville is normally on our cringe tier, aka the whole enchilada tier, which is the $8 tier, which is available. Yeah. That is the Apple subscriptions tier. If you want that, that gives you ad free for all of our 90 day shows. That's also available on Patreon and on Supercast.
Mm-hmm.
So indeed. I think that's all. So if you enjoy this and want to listen to more Plathville, that's great. Sign up, sugar. Sign the fuck up.
I will say, if you say I don't watch this show, but I want to jump into it, I really think you need to start from the beginning. This is not, I don't think this is a show that you can have, because this is what we were just talking about. This is a show where you're going to have opinions about who's in the right, who's in the wrong, and what's happened through the seasons is those have flipped back and forth.
Actually, it's interesting. It's quite Shakespearean the way this has happened. It really is. I would say at least you have to watch the first season and maybe the second. You could possibly skip and get highlights and read recaps of 3 and 4.
Yeah, but 1 and 2 are very important.
Very important. Because 1, just so to summarize, 1 is where you kind of see the family unit as a whole trying to be a sweet family. And then 2 is where Olivia and Ethan begin to break away, and Mariah's breaking away and it's independence, and Micah's breaking away. And that's kind of what season 2 is all about.
And this show is riveting.
That's good.
And I'm not saying it in a sarcastic way. It's
heavy.
Fantastic.
Last season was good, but it was also really heavy.
I think 3 was my favorite, because I think that was when everyone kind of moved out and did their own thing.
Well, that was, even though he turned out to be an asshole, that was
Mariah and Max.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. But seeing Mariah discover first love and knowing that she's going to get her heart broken.
And then it got destroyed.
Destroyed. Just destroyed.
Let's jump in then.
Let's jump into it. We're in Europe.
Ethan and Olivia are in Europe, like they do on Days of Our Lives when they go to Europe. Mm-hmm. No country, but they actually say we were in Paris, and then we were in England and Scotland, and they've been there for 2 months.
Great.
She must do extremely well as a wedding photographer.
I think she does. Have you seen her? She's very talented.
I totally believe it.
Because she also, like, she's getting flown out to do shoots all over the country, too.
Good for her.
I think she does well.
Anyway, so they still haven't worked out some of their stuff, but Ethan says we had a really good conversation about kind of Joshua's memorial. That was kind of the sticking point that the Plath kids had with Olivia last season. And kind of everyone went watching it going, okay, you're making this about you now.
If you don't remember, if you haven't watched, y'all, Mama Plath years ago Find a way to say it
that's not awful.
There's no way to say it that's not awful. She ran over one of her children backing up to go to like a Safeway or something like that.
Accidentally.
And the child died.
Yes.
And so they talked about it briefly in one episode, and then they haven't really talked about it all, but they go see Joshua.
Unprocessed trauma and grief by the multitudes.
Yes, yeah. Multitudes. Also, I meant to say this because there was a lot of talk about it this summer. There was all this talk that Olivia and Ethan had divorced or were divorcing.
That is true. There were lots of rumors.
I researched that because I wanted to know kind of where we are before this. And a lot of that apparently came from Olivia's sister,
who
she's not in contact with.
Whose name is also Lydia, I believe, which is very confusing.
Olivia and Ethan have both denied those allegations and said that they're doing just fine. So,
also, Olivia has little to no relationship with her family because they're very evangelical and they kind of got cut off. The only thing, the only person she talks to is Nathan, her brother.
Her brother. So,
she lives with them.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's a little bit of the, but so that, that she, and it was like she, there, what, and it kind of goes on with this title, like the way it ended when Olivia didn't go to that, it was so dramatic. And Mariah was so angry and they flash back and show it this season. But we didn't know at the time, like what was real and what was imagined and like what was from Olivia. Even then you were like, it feels like there's more to this story, or why is the reaction so strong that she can't even see Mother Plath? And was so, it was sad to watch. It was so uncomfortably sad to watch her try to even negotiate trying to be with the family.
Well, it kind of feels like you should prioritize taking care of your own trauma, but if you can't just put it aside for a little bit of time, as my therapist and I talk about, put it in a box. Sometimes we can put our problems in a beautiful little box. Mm-hmm. And so when sometimes it's not always about us.
You love boxes too.
I do.
You do. You like little wrap boxes.
I do. But you see what I'm saying though?
No, yeah, we do. Because sorry, go ahead.
It felt extremely selfish.
Well, if you didn't watch last season, Ethan was furious.
Yeah.
And we actually thought they're not going to make it. We both said, they're donezo, they're divorcing. So to see them now in Europe frolicking around like fucking Heidi or Shirley Temple and Heidi was
shocking.
Shocking.
So
I love that movie, Shirley Temple as Heidi. That's one of my favorite movies as a kid.
I could see that. I think I've seen it one time.
Saw it on the Disney Channel.
No.
Yes!
I'm being facetious.
No, I didn't know.
I feel like the Disney Channel was always on in your house.
Yes! I loved it. Just showing old reruns of Haley Mills.
You needed a little more edge. We could have toughened you up. So Ethan basically says he and Olivia are still being shit talked by Micah and Mariah on kind of to anyone who'll listen. So
yes,
it's interesting.
Because they did it. We talk about this, but they did it. Basically, Olivia last season made claims about Mama Plath financially abusing Ethan's credit cards and that. And so the family, Mariah, Micah, all made a big, and they talk about big Instagram posts, kind of denying, and they stand with their mother and blah, blah, blah.
They said, we stand with our mom, and this is not the whole story. And this is the crime Olivia committed. Remember, the saying, blood is thicker than water? Blood is thick.
And she's not blood. I want to add and say, and cults are thicker.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but no, I just want to say as well, what the sin Olivia committed was talking about family stuff in a public forum, which you don't do.
You don't do. You don't tell and family secrets called secrets.
Even if there was additional parts of the story we didn't know. It didn't matter. And even if it was true, and I believe it was, that she did use his credit card without telling him. But it doesn't matter because the kids are like, no one talks about our family like this. Mm-hmm. You go right back to protecting your tribe.
I think we'll talk about it more because this is already going to be a 3-hour show because there's so much. This show's dense. So we'll try not to make 3 hours. But none of that matters because Mike is getting out of the shower.
Risky business. That's what they called me in college.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed.
There goes risky business. I've been itching for 2 weeks.
He'll get over it, boys. Take some penicillin.
Y'all, Michael's a model. He's hot. He lives in his own apartment in Los Angeles. What do you think he lives in LA? Where in the valley?
I don't know, but.
Or maybe he's Hollywood area.
I would not be surprised if he had some old man playing for him.
Same.
I know. Like,
I mean, I guess he's making money from this show, but still, that apartment, one bedroom apartment, he's playing at least probably $2,000 for that.
If he's in the valley, he may be paying $1,800.
Maybe.
But yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
I agree.
A lot of money from Georgia and Tampa.
So, and he basically, they give us Micah thirst traps very conveniently. There is a queen on this production team who just the camera lovingly goes all over Micah's body.
Yes. And Micah, like, he likes to show it off, which he didn't before as a little kid when he was raising cows. So that's what makes him feel free.
It is like every time there's Micah, it's like Herb Ritz is behind the camera.
Yes. Hey, Blondie. He's not dating anyone right now, and he's been doing more East Coast gigs, so he's been able to see his family more. That's where Micah's the first to bring up this story, trashing my mom, that my mom was part of an MLM. And Micah's role is she wasn't there, and he was happy at the end of the month to get a paycheck. She fabricates things in her mind to justify her. And that's what he says. He said that everything that went horrible had to do with her and that the parents were doing it wrong and that she pulled him into that. But now he realizes it's a big manipulative game and he's not going to let her throw shit at the family.
Yeah. This is circling the wagons because she did the sin of speaking in a public forum.
Yes. Sure.
Without Ethan sitting there too. So it was, they could blame her.
I also have some other theories too that, so let's talk about Mariah and then we can kind of get, because she's basically doing the same thing.
She's got a loft apartment, y'all. What is this white hair?
What is this lipstick and this white hair? I think she's trying to be,
what is this white hair I see before me?
What is old starlet, Hollywood starlet?
Jane Mansfield?
Yeah,
she doesn't know who that is.
Not is it Greta Garbo? Who's the one who had the blonde hair and
all of them?
And then the dark lips. I don't remember.
I guarantee you, she's not trying to be someone from old Hollywood.
It's someone like Hedda or I don't know. Hold on, keep talking.
This is very frustrating. Anyway. So Mariah she's got her own apartment. She moved out and she's like, yes, I'm doing the goddamn dishes. She said GD. That was, I went,
she did.
Oh,
that's a big deal.
And she went to bartending school because of course she did. Boy, isn't that just a cycle for all woohoo girls? They all go to bartending school.
Yes. Jean Harlow. That's it.
Okay. Harlow Jean, picture of a beauty queen.
Yes, Jean Hart with that super white hair and then like a dark lip.
I don't.
It looks
know if
terrible.
I don't know if she knows who Jean Harlow is.
No, but it ages her 10 years.
God, it's that white. It's so white.
It doesn't look good.
Anyway, she's back to y'all. She's back to a bad style. She will sometimes her Insta will look good, and we're like, oh, Mariah looks great here, and the next week she'll look bad again. It's, I think we're just going to have to take what we can get.
I'm rooting for her. And I'm glad she's got this apartment. I'm glad she's got this dog named Blackjack.
We had a dog named Blackjack. He was a black lab.
Oh, good. Okay, let's move.
He knocked me off my feet and knocked me into a wooden cross tie, like a railroad cross tie.
Mm-hmm.
Knocked my tooth out.
Wait,
we didn't have Blackjack for very long.
But you were an adult tooth. It was just it grew
it's a baby.
In.
I was like 4.
That's good for you. It tells you to stand on your 2 feet.
He was too big. He was too big. It was not to criticize my parents for their parenting. He was too big of a dog to have around 2 small children. He was. He knocked us over all the time.
Well,
I think labs are like
probably wasn't trained too, because some big
absolutely
dogs,
not
some big dogs are can be trained to be really good around little kids.
But this was a big, like, that's the thing. If you're gonna have a dog with your kids are little, like,
but labs can be great. Labs can be good dogs because like little babies can crawl on them and they don't
but
care.
But they're so big. But I'm saying the dogs will like can knock kids over. That's what I'm saying.
I blame your parents, not the dog.
But I'm saying,
can you imagine if I told your mother that?
But you seem like a big chocolate lab. Mm-hmm. Do you think it makes sense to have like we're outside and like in a rural area when the kids are walking around, the dog's going to knock that kid over.
See, that's
when the kid's 3 years old.
That's why we had a boxer who was bigger, Lucy, but Ruff was a big half German Shepherd, half Collie. He was huge, but my dad wanted a big dog to protect the boys. And that
did
is
you
true
ever get? One. Did you ever get knocked over?
I never got knocked over, but there was like a kind of wild dog trying to come at us, and Ruff ended up beating the shit out of that dog. And then another time, I was playing in the field, and all of a sudden, I was sitting in the grass, and Ruff runs towards our front yard, and just out of the blue, my mom scared the shit out of me, just picked up this snake that was coming towards me. So that dog protected me.
I guarantee the snake was not coming towards you.
A snake was going to kill me.
Snakes don't actively seek out human beings.
I was a fat baby, and they went, doesn't that one look quite them?
Snakes don't want to eat people.
They did. Like snakes and birds.
Animals are not the aggressors. Anyway, I'm just saying.
Blackjack didn't last long.
Blackjack did not last long. He was given away to another family.
Godfather Poodle. You wanted that dog. See what I told you? Almost killed Jaybird. That's what happened. Your mother blamed your dad.
Yeah,
he didn't have
a chance after he knocked one of my teeth out.
Yeah. So she's not dating anyone. She's just doing just life. And she was living with y'all. She was living with Ethan, Olivia, and Nathan. But she
just moved out of nowhere.
She says, and again, she says more with Olivia, it's all about her. It was she brought up the credit card stuff. She said it was stealing, but that's not the full story. And it's not right to tell pieces of a story that make just certain people look bad. So that's why we posted this post. I moved out, and I didn't even tell them I moved out. And she said, I love Olivia. I appreciated her, but I don't want to be a part of it anymore.
Yeah. It is, when you mentioned cult earlier, when you've kind of like, you only get like one or two chances with a cult. You know, you need that you disconnect. You have to disconnect as soon as someone talks about the cult in a way that is that tries to expose secrets, because you just don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Oh, so, and I even asked, so if Olivia didn't tell the whole story, mm-hmm, shouldn't they be angry at her?
Say that again.
Olivia told the story about the credit card to make, mm-hmm, Mama Plath look bad, but didn't include other details,
mm-hmm,
that might have been either not as bad or helpful, or but maybe that's what she sees it as that way. I'm seeing the Plath kids as saying this is not the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, was Olivia trying to kind of politically assassinate Mama Plath?
I think production wants us to wonder and debate it. I think that's what they want. I feel in my gut, I feel like Olivia's not. And the reason why is because...
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queen.
Look, we saw at the end of last season, Ethan and Olivia were almost done. Ethan has not minced words when it comes to Olivia, when they fought. Ethan went on the record and said in this episode, everything Olivia said was true. That is exactly what happened. And so it's actually,
I don't think you can trust Ethan, though.
Okay, so, but why? Because he was too much of a part of it?
No, or? Because it's magical thinking, because he wants to make his marriage to work.
Which and I can see that as
he
well.
He doesn't want to betray his wife. Because his wife is his family now.
Which is after this. We'll see if that changes, because that's what I'm saying. Ethan can be flippant, because his loyalty, maybe. The way the season ended last season, his loyalty was to his family.
I agree.
That's the way it felt.
But so I think she got him away from his family for 2 months in Europe, and now Ethan is easy to convince. He's the easiest.
Yeah, because
the easiest to indoctrinate.
Because he was in a cult. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or as Papa Plath said, that's brainwashing.
Well, I don't like that term, but what they're saying is it's true with Ethan. You get him around the one person telling him exactly what happened, and he can be easily convinced either way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More than any of the other kids. So I would tell you that I think Ethan would agree that Olivia is saying exactly what happened, even if he, because what he now believes is the objective truth, because he's with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of in the middle. I still ask if the kids did know something and said this is not the whole story, why wouldn't they say the whole thing is false?
So this is to me what is, so I'll just kind of tell you my theory again. I think the Plaths are a cult, and also on top of that, what's not talked a lot about on this show and what the show promotes, they make the Plaths seem like these simple farm people. That is not who they are. If you dig into the finances of this family and how they control their finances with an iron fist, and how money and legacy of money is important to them.
Where'd you see this? I'm just curious.
No, we've talked about it on the show before.
Well, I thought you had gotten some new source.
No,
that's why I was
but
asking.
No, just going based off of what we've seen before, and their Airbnb, their house, they have all these houses and all this.
Yeah.
I think it, again, like Aunt Peggy says, trace the money, honey. I think it goes back. I think probably one of the reasons why Mike is able to live in Los Angeles is because his parents are giving him money.
And they're probably
helping out Mariah, too.
I think that's even more cynical than something I would say.
Yeah, but
it came out of a point.
I think that's it, because Ethan and Olivia make their own money. They pay for all their own stuff.
No, I think that's a good point.
And I think that they're – and so I think that's – I think that is the tie that binds. And the reason why I think this theory too is you just hit on it. And I thought this when I wrote it. Debate 101. The best way to prove someone wrong is to provide facts. Olivia is providing facts and specifics of what happened, whereas the Plath family is just saying, that's not the whole story. That's not the details. And Mama Plath saying, you know, I'm not going to respond to it. I'm just going to let bygones.
No,
and I'm like you say, then provide details and refute the whole thing.
I totally agree. I don't think Olivia provided, there were no receipts, actual. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to, but she did, but the kids did agree that did happen.
Yeah.
So I think we have to assume the credit card, Mama Plath did use Ethan's credit card and didn't tell him. Those are acceptable facts.
And we can't forget, remember how Mother Plath treated Lydia last season? Who sided with her father? Y'all, these are not loving, sweet, affable parents. They're two really selfish adults.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. I think there's a little bit of wiggle room in the middle. Because I do believe that Olivia will say things for publicity. And I do think that Olivia can be very self-serving.
I think she has a justice warrior chip. She's probably a Libra. She's got this justice, like, I want to bring them to justice too.
Yeah.
So I agree with all that you're saying.
Yeah. So Kim Y'all, Mama Plath is living her looking for Mr. Goodbar life above the dance studio.
And her makeup is better, I have to say. I don't know if she listened to us.
She's letting the gray go in her hair.
But yeah, her makeup, it's not, she still kind of puts too much lower eyeliner on.
Yeah.
But her blush, found it much better. Much better.
Y'all, she is going for, she is a wonderful performer. Oh. Remember, this is the person who was the kingpin of everything, who still tries to say, Barry handled all the finances and I handled the parenting.
Bullshit.
I felt for her last season because, number one, anyone who can spend their 25 years with Barry Plath has tons and tons of drama. And just seeing his O face when he was probably pummeling her all those times, provide that litter of children.
Mm-hmm.
Do I feel sorry for her? Yeah. Do I feel like she's a victim? No. No.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. So anyway.
Because you could be, if you're a victim when you've experienced pain, but the way she's manipulated.
She's weaponized it.
And weaponized and controlled her own children.
She says, I miss seeing the kids every day, but, you know, then she said, this kind of cut deep because, y'all, Mama Plath has a great way of reaching the audience. She always has. She says, there's nothing more lonely than being with someone who makes you feel lonely. I went, well played, you bitch.
That's very true. Very true.
And anyway, going on. She says, I knew I was risking everything, and I left all of my Christianity and the friends, they spurned me. So now, y'all, she's just living above the dance studio like a fallen woman.
Teaching the cha-cha slide during the day and riding on that dick at night.
She's got a boyfriend, y'all.
Yeah, we're going to find out later she has a boyfriend.
Later on, Ethan and Olivia, Ethan is leaving. And he's like, I got to talk to Mike and Mariah. And this is interesting. And Ethan says, my siblings may be doing this because they're desperately trying to keep the family together because of my parents' divorce. And that seems rational to me.
Yeah.
I think this divorce hurt those kids or kind of rocked their world more than we really understand.
Because, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think even more because the family unit was important. It was almost like a religious conceit.
Well, no, that is the end goal. That besides dying and going to heaven, the end goal is to find a partner and
it's sanctified by God.
And that's it. That is the end goal. And so that to them has been crashed and ruined.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, what does this say? Oh, and Olivia finally says, you know, with us being in Europe, there's been no drama between us. And I would like to say, though, it's because Olivia makes the decisions.
Well, they're also on vacation. They're not in real life.
They're on vacation time.
It's like Love is Blind. She makes a good point, though, when she said this. This is true. When you think that's why it is very telling to kind of see the history to watch all the shows. Because if you kind of just watch the season, you're probably going to go, this Olivia bitch is crazy. And that's not the case at all.
You need to watch more. Yeah, I agree.
When she said, though, because this was true. When she said, I went, oh, I forgot. That did happen to her. She said, I understand why they did what they did. She said, but I told them what happened. But when you're being asked over and over, why are you doing this? Why do you feel this way? And they did. I remember they would keep questioning and say, why do you feel this way? Why do you feel this way? I understand. I think she's right where she said, and then they tell me, well, that's a lie. Get up, get over it and grow up. I understand why. I don't know if that's fully this conceited, but I understand why she feels that way. Because it does, when you look at some of the last season with Mike and Mariah, it was kind of like anytime they wanted to be her friend, but anytime that she brought up drama with her family, they would kind of both roll their eyes.
Yeah.
But
I think it's tricky because they are, she's at a different point in her life and a different connection with her family, and the stakes are higher for her. With the Plaths, they're still connected to the family. Mm-hmm. And when Mariah and Micah especially kind of came back to the fold, if you will, I think you have to choose. Do I have an allegiance now to my core group of family members? So when Olivia says something like that, it's they can't believe it. Mm-hmm. It's one or the other. You can't choose.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah, and so I completely understand it. What I kind of have an issue is Olivia seems to not understand why they don't want to have anything to do with her anymore. I agree.
She like says her truth and she expects to be loved.
Right.
And I know that's because she doesn't have really a family of her own anymore.
No, she doesn't have it.
Because y'all, she came from a family that she describes, and even Ethan, I think, described even worse than his family. Like they are
Different. Y'all, different.
Yes, but if you see on like her brother, like they're woo. They are extreme.
I think My question would be, I still think it's because what the Plaths did, because the thing about having a show like this is you control the narrative. Regardless that they have a production company, the Plaths show you what, even though it's a docuseries, you kind of see what you see, and what they want you to see. And what Olivia did, and this is the sin, is she spoke in a different forum without Ethan and spilled a lot of things that probably production didn't even want her to say.
Oh, so, production wanted her to say it.
Oh, really? You think?
Oh, if I was a producer of a reality show and someone's, yes, yes. We're going to talk about it way more.
Well, that's true.
Disagreements way more. This is going to get messy on the socials.
I'm telling you this now. That was, I don't know if they can ever come back with this with Olivia because she spoke.
Again, because it is because you're cold.
Yeah.
You don't do it. Okay. So Barry, we get now an update on Barry. We talked to this already, but he's, you know,
God, I hate these scenes when Barry's talking to the kids. It's so weird. It's like, I made a really good roast today.
It's so man congratulate. Oh, because he didn't do much to raise these kids.
It feels
now he's
super staged. And of their scenes in the home always feel staged to me.
That's what I feel about. I think that's why I'm still Team Olivia. I feel like all the Plath stuff, it feels super saccharine and trying to be so sweet so you can't see the cracks.
Oh, you mean, I don't think with Kim anymore, though. I think that's exactly, I think she knows exactly how she wants to talk to but Kim's giving you candor.
Somewhat, but mixed in that, though, with dirty, disgusting feet. Why are her feet always black?
Because she don't wear shoes!
Anyway, so he's working out. We see that he's got
muscles.
Oh,
that O face.
Now, Lydia's like, we're doing really good. Now, remember, y'all.
Dad's not letting his circumstances define him.
Lydia, basically, she won't admit it, but a part of her hates her mother. And
she wrote her mom off.
And remember, y'all, Barry totally passive-aggressively basically told all the kids it was Mama's Plath's fault why they got divorced, and she's the reason. Again, when Lydia says, oh, but he's doing good, and when the head of the house is doing good, it trickles down. Ugh.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Voluma XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Go back in your prayer closet, Lydia.
Boy, we've really turned on her, haven't we?
I still feel sorry for her because, again, it is rich to me that when Barry at the end of this says, well, that's brainwashing. And I went, you know, game.
I know, isn't that funny?
Game. That was the part I told you on other podcasts where it chilled my bones. Because
yeah.
Game recognizes game. She is so, a lot of these kids are, but Lydia is so brainwashed. What's the one girl that we think might be a lesbian and just might fuck it all
Amber.
Up? I hope Amber blows it all up.
I think, and I agree with you here, but I'm not as surprised as you are because you didn't grow up, you grew up in Catholicism. You knew what evangelicalism was, but you didn't grow up surrounded by it.
No, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. I did not, just, thankfully, but I didn't. I did. I did grow up surrounded by it because that's where I was bullied and stuff the most by evangelicals and stuff like that.
But it's the culture of evangelical, especially this type of evangelical Christianity. Mm-hmm. It all tracks for me. It's this kind of idea. They can't see. They talk a big game. That's when they say brainwashing because they believe it.
No, yeah, it's very. Yeah. I actually feel like the opposite because that's why I'm able to see through these people easier than I think a lot of people. If you don't grow up with this, you think, they're a little different, but they seem like a good, wholesome family. But, you know, I've told you, like, this is my cousin.
Yeah.
And her family. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's, then they, so Barry talked. So now Ethan comes back to Tampa. He sees the note. Mariah's leaving. He's upset about it. Nathan comes home. He bought like a weird Chips motorcycle. Isn't that the weirdest motorcycle?
It's strange.
It's weird. But we find out Ethan and Olivia, and we forgot that was their plan. They're going to move to Minnesota by his grandparents.
Best thing for them.
So smart. It's
best
so smart.
Best thing for them. He's chosen someone who is not like his family and kind of not like how he was raised in any way.
Actually, he didn't choose.
That's right. Mama Plath did.
The parents chose for them.
But he's with someone who is not like the rest of his family. Mm-hmm. And this is the only way he's going to be with them is to be away from that family. It's the only way, I think.
And also, we know their grandparents. I guess it's Kim's
They're not
parents.
As crazy. No, it's Barry's. It's Barry's. Kim's mom died of alcoholism, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So who was it's religious Barry's. First, Barry or Kim? Barry was, right? And then Kim married into it. Kim was child. Yeah,
Barry kind of had his own conversion
His parents aren't like that, I don't think.
They're Christian, but it's not like cuckoo magoo the way they are. They don't drink kombucha for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Exactly. I think it'll be good for them to go to Minnesota too because it's not the South. The world does not revolve around religion in Minnesota like it does in Georgia.
Yeah. A little more Lutheran there.
But people have their Wednesday nights free. They don't have to go to youth group.
Yeah. I don't know. I think there is that, but it's the culture is not, you're not being suffocated by the Baptist church.
No, my mother Baptist talked church. About it from moving from Texas when she lived in Minneapolis she lived in a suburb for 3 years. She went, oh, nobody asked me what church I go to here.
Yeah.
It's so great.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're actually shockingly really nice. Not fake nice.
I think that I don't think they're in. They're not close to Minneapolis though. They might be
rural. Yeah.
Yeah. What rule?
That's rural. What's said. That's what's said.
Rule. So later on, y'all, this is the kind of the end of this where Barry and Kim and Micah and Moriah they.
Thank you for saying Moriah because it's
Moriah.
Thank you,
y'all. If you, it's, we will never say Mariah because it is spelled M-O-O-R-I-A-H. Moriah.
Moriah.
Moriah. So, they're Barry and Barry. Like, I'd like to embarrass. Like, so, Micah and Mariah are in town, and apparently they asked him to be there as well. He's so creepy.
Yes.
Anyway, I was kind of taken aback when Micah said, "I'm sorry for anything I did to hurt y'all," and Olivia introduced us to these other things and basically told us that this was so much better than the way we were raised. And he's like, my parents did a lot of things that were right. And I was like, wow, when she's not here to give you a different person to be influenced by, you go with whoever tells you. Like,
they were trained
follower.
They were trained well. Because y'all, if you haven't watched past seasons, these parents did not raise these kids right. Ethan has talked about. Ethan doesn't even know how to check his email. He doesn't even know how to log in. They had no computer skills, their testing skills. They even talked about like their education level. None of them are prepared to even go to college.
No, none of them are prepared to go in the world.
Totally.
So
these parents did not do a good job raising them. But it's. I also want to say this. I can't believe I'm saying this. Fuck you, Micah, and fuck you, Moriah. You're adults, and for you to say that you were brainwashed by Olivia into dissing your parents, fuck off. Y'all are both 18 years old, and you're adults. You made the decision to do that. Stand by it.
That's agree. I agree with you there.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
I would still sleep with him, though. Just rim his little smooth butt with little blonde hair. Tastes like ice cream. Vanilla. Maybe strawberry.
I just don't want any of our listeners to rim their husbands, and the expectation is ice cream. I think you need to put a disclaimer.
Disclaimer, if you rim your husband's butthole, it's going to smell like old barbecue.
Oh, God! Oh, wow.
Wow!
I just think you're dreaming when you're talking about an asshole tasting like vanilla ice cream.
Well,
I think you got that when a guy who I was with told me he could eat my jizz on top of ice cream. That it was so good. Wow, even I said that, and that was gross.
I'm gonna let you sit in it.
He said he could use maybe you need topping.
Maybe you need to offer a disclaimer to ladies.
Ladies, don't do that. Your husband's jizz does not taste like magic shell.
No.
It hardens the same, though.
It does. It does.
Where are we?
they're having this talk. They're talking. It's so.
I did have a man tell me my nether regions were intoxicating.
Great. That's wonderful.
That's what we were trying to get to.
Yeah. But that's where Mariah says, she's like, and Ethan, we just were, you know, he believes her now. He believes it. And that's when Barry says, that's called brainwashing.
Yeah, that was rich. That was rich.
Oh, it was so rich. Again, they all talk about this credit card thing, but there's not any specifics. They're just saying she's using this to validate. And also Mariah... It's what she was taught to do. When you're very religious, you're not supposed to feel negative emotions. And Olivia has all this hate and anger, and that's not the way she needs to be. They want her to feel all this trauma from Kim. Y'all remember Kim told her she had the devil inside of her or was possessed and prayed for someone in their religion. I'm trying to equate what that would be for normal people in the, like, if I don't know what, like if someone called poodle old, like No, I don't even know. It's like the worst sin you can say. So that's where Olivia's coming from and all that. Anyway.
Oh.
We're almost done.
Anyway, Mama Plath does say, I just want to thank everyone for defending me and posting that because it made me feel really good. Because I have my truth and Olivia has hers.
I kind of hate them all now, except for Olivia and Ethan. I kind of do. Little kids.
I have a little more distance where I don't need to like them. I still want to watch and see what happens with Micah and Moriah. I hate Papa Plath. Mama Plath intrigues me because I can't wait to see. I like to watch the metamorphosis of what's happening.
And you want to see her get hers, and you're happy, and then she gets this boyfriend. Y'all, spoiler alert, he's terrible too. But yeah. But it's a good show because that is what there's complexity in characters. I think all we have to do is Olivia comes home and finds out that Mo Rye's moved out, and she said none of the Plath kids want to talk to me. We find out Ethan's got to go back to Cairo, where they're from, because he's got to work on these trucks and get these to sell, because that's going to help them give them the money cars, move to Minnesota.
And she's going to be, and she's like, you can tell she is apoplectic about him leaving because she's just worried he's going to get involved with his parents again. And she's just so fucking nervous. And I felt terrible for her. She's like, remember, just call me every day, because she's like, as soon as he gets up there, and his mind goes somewhere else. It's like these kids, you don't know, because they were trained as cult followers and cult members so well. They listen to whoever they're around.
It was definitely, she had an abnormal response to a normal circumstance.
Right.
And that's a sign of trauma. But I really love that you pointed out the title. And I think that was so well done by production, because at the end of it, you don't know who's seeing the fake dagger. You
right.
just don't know. It was a great first episode.
I thought
she's so, you can, let me just say this.
Yeah.
Olivia's reaction was so intense, and she was so, like you said, apoplectic. You kind of wonder, did she make that up? Because she's so, her response to this is so overly strong.
Is she the one who's having, who is making things up? Is she the one who's seeing the dagger that's not there? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a great title.
I've seen the dick that's not there many,
Phantom
many,
Dick.
Many times.
I wonder if anybody, if Carl's wife gets the dagger referenced.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Carl, go get your gun. I think someone's got a knife.
That's the show.
That's the show. Yeah, that's it. Again, sad, y'all, but that's kind of Blathfield. There's not a lot of like...
It is, but it's interesting, and the show is always conversation starting. It's always thought-provoking.
It is. I would love to talk to the showrunner or an executive producer of the show. I would love to interview them.
I don't think they'll talk to us unless till they're done. I just have the feeling. Yeah.
Or we're not really important enough even for them to talk to us.
We're one of the few people who cover it. Like, there's not tons of people.
You know,
Mary Payne covers it.
Mary Payne covers it. And then when I was at Podcast Movement, actually, I don't know if they're going to cover it, but I emceed Podcast Movement.
Yeah, Casey and Wilson. Wilson.
And June Diane Raphael was giving a keynote. And so I emceed her, but backstage we were just talking about reality TV and stuff. And she was like, oh my God, Casey just got me into Plathville. And she's on season one. And I couldn't say anything, but I was just like, so maybe they're going to, I don't know, maybe bitch, they're with, not Bitch Sesh. What's their pod now? I forget what it's called.
Bitch Sesh is with Casey and Danielle.
But it's not
Danielle.
Bitch Sesh, yeah. Anyway.
But June and Casey have one.
But Mary Payne covers it for sure. So I don't know. Ask June and Casey. Maybe they are. Whatever. Tell them to be on our show. All right, everybody. Thank y'all so much for listening. We appreciate you. Remember, if you want to know, boy, what a good tease. If you want to know, Did Olivia lie? Is it the plat? Maybe this is going to come out in the season. We're going to discuss all of this, but you're going to have to join RG Plus on the $8 tiers, y'all. We've enticed you now, like a straight man who comes with his girlfriend to one of our shows. Poodle has slithered like that snake that my dog Ruff killed.
I'm metaphorically tickling the glands of your metaphorical penis.
Don't ever say the word glands again. God.
Even when I said it, I was grossed out.
Wow.
Glands.
Wow.
Glands.
All right, everybody. That's the show. You know
what the fuck is wrong with me?
We've had a long week, and
we have. After
and you need to get dick down.
I want my baby back. Yeah. I'm still laughing about that. Listen. If you're wondering what we're laughing about, listen to our B90 podcast. I think it's part two, where I made probably one of the most inappropriate things I've ever said.
it'll be out next week. Actually, we haven't.
That's what I'm saying. Dropped, by Monday.
Yeah, my Monday. Yeah, Poodle needs to get dick down. All right, everybody. That's the show. Go to realitygaze.com. If you enjoy this, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Leave us 5 stars. And what do they write down in that little...
If you don't have anything to say, say, keep going, Queens. KGQ.
And if you have a 1-star review you want to leave, then just forget about it. Don't worry.
Just go do something else and buy yourself a, I don't know, meth. That'll make you happy.
Go buy yourself a hammer and fucking sit on it. All right, everybody.
How about this? Don't listen.
Don't listen
if you hate us.
Turn the channel. All right, everybody. We appreciate you so very much. Again, if you want more Plathville, you can check out our friend Pink Shade at Mary Payne at Pink Shade.
Yes.
In the comments or tweet us if there's other podcasts that are listening that are covering Plathville. Let us know.
To talk to people.
Yeah, I'd like to do a collab and stuff like that. So let us know. We're happy. We would love to be introduced to them.
Mother Plath, if you're listening, I'd love to talk to you.
I don't think she's going to do that because, Poodle, how do we always end this podcast?
Fuck Mama Plath. Fuck all the Plaths.
Fuck all the Plaths.
Fuck them all.